OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 28th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 20 with gusts of 32 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02. The dew point is 37 degrees and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A heads up to drivers in southwest Kansas beginning May 8th.
Construction work will begin on the busy U.S. 400 bypass in Ford County, impacting traffic for around 3 to 4 weeks. The closure will be from the Highway 50 junction to the Highway 56 junction. Detours will guide drivers through the work zone. The KDOT says this is part of an ongoing four-lane expansion project at Highway 400. The $86 million project expected to be completed by spring of 2025. Weather permitting, I'm J.P. Bazant.
An investigation is continuing after a person was killed during a traffic stop in Kansas City. It happened Wednesday night near 12th and Metropolitan Avenue. A police officer was trying to make a traffic stop for a traffic violation when the altercation led to shots fired. The officer had minor injuries, and the person who was shot died at the hospital. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is handling the investigation. It happened in Kansas City, Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly has signed 5 new bills into law to strengthen the workforce and protect victims of stalking. On Monday, April 24th, Governor Kelly announced that she signed House Bill 2292 to create a tax credit for certain employers who create apprenticeship programs to strengthen the state's workforce. Kelly said to keep our economy strong, they must invest in our next generation of workers, adding that she was proud to spearhead the development of additional apprenticeship and work-based learning opportunities through the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship. And this bill takes that effort one step further by rewarding employers across the state for doing the right thing and supporting those entering the workforce. Kelly also indicated that the bill creates new grant programs to support apprentices who pursue careers in education and health care. Also on Monday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2130 to make technical changes to the Kansas Probate Code, and this includes time and mailing requirements and changes in the transfer of deeds upon death. It also increases the amount of dependents or a spouse can receive in certain instances. She signed Senate Bill 205 to clarify the law about eligibles participating in water banks and multi-year flex accounts, as well as SB 217, which increases protections for victims of stalking, including increasing the time of an initial restraining order. Lastly, Kelly said she signed SB 221, which establishes further regulations to be a write-in candidate on a ballot in elections for Congress, the State House of Representatives, the State Senate, the State Board of Education, and for specific local elections. The bill also redefines election crimes and makes changes to election administration. The Kansas legislature on Thursday approved a bill legalizing fentanyl test strips, sending the measure to Governor Kelly's desk, and passage in the Senate was the final action to advance the bill. Currently, fentanyl test strips are considered drug paraphernalia under state law. Advocates of changing that say legalizing the test strips could help to prevent overdose death as more counterfeit pills are laced with deadly amounts of fentanyl. Taking fentanyl test strips off the drug paraphernalia list is an issue receiving bipartisan support, as the number of overdose deaths in Kansas has increased dramatically over the last few years, with fentanyl being the main culprit. Kansas Recovery Network co-founder Seth Dewey works on overdose prevention, focusing on education and the overdose reversal drug naloxone. And he's also a supporter of fentanyl test strips as another harm reduction component. He said law enforcement and public health partners told him that 60% of pills seized contain a lethal dose of fentanyl, and studies show that 50% of individuals, when given access to fentanyl test strips, alter their using behaviors. Kelly is expected to sign the bill, advance to her desk, solidifying the legalization of the test strips. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is celebrating 20 years of helping Kansans achieve a tobacco-free life. Since 2003, the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has provided free one-on-one coaching for Kansans ready to quit using any form of tobacco, including vaping. And professional counseling is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in multiple languages. Participants will be matched with tailored programs like those designed for youth, pregnant women, American Indians, and individuals with behavioral health or substance use conditions. And the Quit Line can easily be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or by visiting the website at ksquit.org. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said individuals who use any form of tobacco, including vaping, often try to quit multiple times before succeeding. So proven treatments, including counseling and nicotine replacement therapy, are available to improve your chances to quit for good. Quitline participants can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that would be mailed directly to their home at no cost to help combat nicotine cravings, and the Quitline will distribute the nicotine replacement therapy in 2-week doses after completion of the first and second phone coaching calls. The Quitline's Pregnancy and Postpartum Program offers participants a $30 MasterCard gift card for every phone coaching call completed. The program offers up to 5 coaching sessions during pregnancy and 4 sessions postpartum with the same female coach each time. And participants can also receive free text message support. The Quit Line is a proven treatment option to help Kansans stay tobacco-free. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be easily accessed by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or by visiting the online website at ksquit.org. For more resources and additional information about tobacco use in Kansas, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol arrested Kayez Yulinoff, 28, of Linwood, Washington, after a fatal crash in Furnas County where 2 people lost their lives and 3 others were critically injured in the incident. The crash occurred around 12:15 p.m. on Thursday when a Hyundai Santa Fe traveling north on Highway 283 was struck on its passenger side by a Dodge Ram 3500 pulling an empty car trailer. The pickup had failed to stop at the Highway 283 intersection, which had a stop sign, while traveling west on Highway 89, about 12 miles south of Arapahoe. One of the Hyundai's occupants, a woman, was declared dead at the scene, while 4 others were transported to hospitals in critical condition. One of the critically injured passengers, a girl, passed away after being airlifted to Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney. The driver of the Hyundai and another girl were taken to Cambridge Memorial Hospital, where the driver was then flown to Bryan Health West Campus in Lincoln. A boy was taken to the Norton County Hospital in Norton before being airlifted to a hospital in Wichita. All 3 are in critical condition, and their identities are being withheld pending family notification. Both of the occupants of the Dodge were taken to the Norton County Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver, Yulinoff, was arrested for motor vehicle homicide after being released from the hospital, and he's currently being held in Phelps County Jail. The Nebraska State Patrol is conducting a full crash reconstruction investigation. Police in western Nebraska are looking for whoever terrorized a dog and took a video of it. The North Platte Police Department said they were aware of a disturbing video circulating on Facebook, and the video depicts someone striking and dragging a dog. Officers have gotten a hold of the video and are working to identify the person in it. Anyone with information is urged to call the department at 308-535-6789 or Lincoln County Crime Stoppers at 308-534-8400. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The city of Norton has announced that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting northwest Kansas, the city will order water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C to begin at 10 a.m. today, Friday, April 28th, rather than the beginning of Memorial Day. The water conservation rules include that there is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. Anyone with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 will water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 will water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there will still be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. And once again, today, Friday, April 28th at 10 a.m., will begin the water conservation practices in the City of Norton. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in northwest Kansas. Grant funds supported DSNWK, which received $2,171.50 to be used to replace outdated technology in their group homes and Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. Upgrades include tablets that will provide opportunities for distance learning, conferencing, and telemedicine, as well as hardware and network equipment to improve workflow and efficiency for staff. The Norton Girl Scouts Troop 10425 received $4,000 to attend the National Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, Florida in July of 2023. Girls from across the country will gather to celebrate and work towards their mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And the funds will help with the costs of flights, lodging, and convention fees for the 7 local girls who are attending. K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District will receive $500 for a program aimed at helping landowners understand invasive plant encroachment of usable grassland areas. The goal is for participants to be aware of options to control and monitor invasive and noxious weeds like Easter red cedar, honey locust, musk thistle, Canada thistle, and soapweed. And people interested in the program can contact Keith Van Skyke at kvan@ksu.edu. The Norton County Health Department received $2,500 in funding to help purchase a spot vision screener. This handheld portable device will be used during physicals to detect vision problems in children as young as 6 months of age, compared to the old-fashioned way of using an eye chart, which isn't effective in children who cannot read letters or name shapes. The spot vision machine uses lights and sounds to perform an efficient screening process and detect conditions such as myopia, hyperopia, and antistigmatism. And USD 211 received $5,500 in funds to support the local JAG-K program. JAG-K is a 501c3 nonprofit that partners with public schools to offer an elective class that provides academic and other positive supports to ensure students earn their diploma. By exploring career opportunities and practicing soft skills, students are prepared to successfully transition to post-secondary education, military service, or into the workforce following their graduation. Currently, Norton's JADK classes have around 60 students. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building at 112 South Kansas Street. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold a public meeting and open house from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday, May 1st, to provide information on three upcoming bridge reconstruction projects along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties. The event will be held at the Logan Community Building, located at 107 North Mill Street in Logan, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project representatives will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m. Design plans and detour information will also be available for review. Construction on the bridges will take place in 2023 and 2024. In Norton County, the bridge being replaced is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction, and the Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Anyone who requires language translation, special assistance, or accommodations to attend the meeting should contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. The arrangements have been made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Sloppy Joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, whipped potatoes, rolls with margarine, fruit, and milk. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Community High School Tech Fair at Fort Hays State University, and at 8:30 a.m., the kindergarten screening. On Saturday, April 29th, all day long, the high school band vocal state solo ensemble at southeast of Saline, and on Sunday, April 30th, all day, the FFA state contest in Manhattan. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 60 and breezy with a north wind around 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, should be mostly clear with the low around 32 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 74 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 36 and breezy with wind gusts around 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 67. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 66. On Tuesday, sunny with the high near 71. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 20 with gusts to 32 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02. The dew point is 37 degrees, and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to move on.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. First round of the NFL Draft is in the books, and the newest Kansas City Chief is a local product and defensive end, Felix Anudeke Uzomah, out of Kansas State. He's been the pass rush rusher in the Big 12 the past two seasons with 19.5 sacks, and head coach Andy Reid discussed the pick after it was announced at the end of the first round of the NFL Draft, and it's just what kind of player the Chiefs are getting.
We love his ability to rush the passer and play the run. He does both very well. He's also a Kansas City native here, so we appreciate that part of it too. But most of all, a good football player. When you're picking right there at 31, you try to take the best player that's available to you on the board, and he was that guy. And so we feel very comfortable bringing him into our program. Great kid. Had a chance to hang with him here during our local pro day, and enjoyed talking with him and visiting with him there.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and...
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure that's going to be shifting east across the lower Mississippi Valley. A second trough was located across Colorado and Utah and was digging southeast into the central and southern high plains. And a cold front extended from eastern Nebraska southwest into west central and southwest Kansas. Some showers were located along and behind that front across north central Kansas. The system in Colorado and Utah will dig southeast across the central and southern plains today into this morning. With increasing precipitation ahead and behind that, we'll see shower chances continue. For northwestern Kansas today, temperatures expected to be in the mid-50s for the afternoon high with a gusty wind up to 50 miles per hour. North central Kansas Showers off and on this morning with a high today 55. Rain in northeast Kansas, breezy with a high around 65. Southwestern Kansas, occasional rain with a high temperature in the mid-50s. In south-central Kansas, dense fog this morning. Today's high 55, mid-60s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets are showing some green after a week filled with losses. That's at least the case in soybeans and wheat. Corn markets are trading mostly lower. May down 1.5, 625.5. July down 1.5 at